Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Let's check in with the person who's been taking us through all of this change in terms of law and rights, and that is Cliona Kenny, who is an employment law specialist with CKT. Cliona, good morning again.
Good morning, PJ.
And thanks for being with us. Like, the idea now that you can ask your boss to let you continue working at home and you can come to an agreement with them, we've been down that road. But the idea then that they can monitor your every move, what are your rights there?
Now, that's, yes, it's a very tricky area, and it's a minefield. And it brings us back essentially to data protection and the GDPR that we heard so much about a couple of years ago. Monitoring of an employee, if it's for a legitimate reason, of course, that's done by a company. So, I mean, when you walk into a building, you know, you potentially scan through your card to get in the door, so that's recorded somewhere. All of those things that you do in your day-to-day are recorded somewhere on the system, no doubt. But it's what, for what purpose? Is it legitimate? Is it lawful? And do you know about it?
Yeah.
So it all comes down to the policy of the employer.
Like, if I'm working from home, doing my 8-hour day, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning and being there through till 5 o'clock, how much is my employer entitled to know about what I'm actually doing?
I suppose it depends on the legitimate purposes of the business. So there is always going to be a certain level of surveillance, for want of a better word, or monitoring of an employee by an employer. But it has to be proportionate. So I don't believe that a camera on your laptop that shows your image, you know, for those working hours, and that imaging is then stored in the employer's database, I don't believe that would ever be seen as a legitimate monitoring of an employee. But lots of employees have targets to meet. They have worksheets to fill out. They have times to record. Various monitoring already happens, and that is probably proportionate and legitimate. But there is a concern about this potential monitoring that remote technology, and technology in particular, opens up, that would just not be seen as proportionate.
So is this something that would have to be agreed? Like, when you're agreeing with your boss that you're going to work hybridly or work at home full time, is that something that you must sit down with them and say, okay, now here's what I'll give you and all this kind of thing?
Yes, and what the employer really needs to have is they need to have a data protection policy. They need to have, if they have CCTV or some sort of image capturing, they need to notify their employees of that. If they are monitoring their employees in a certain way in respect of, I don't know, minutes typed or minutes dictated or whatever it happens to be, where is that stored? How long is it stored for? And if you are using a device like the company laptop or a company phone that is also for personal use, the employer should have what is called an acceptable use policy. So it's accepted by most businesses that, you know, if you have a laptop or a phone, you may indeed use it for personal use during the working day. And that's accepted to a degree. But it's where it goes beyond an acceptable use, the employee could find themselves in hot water very quickly.
Mm. And the idea there, I see where some of the technology, and I appreciate you not fully across the technology, but it's all out there to be found, as it were. Like, if you take the average way I'd have my computer open at home when I'm doing the rest of my day at home. I obviously have the working screens, my emails, my editing software, whatever that's uploading. I've got my Twitter open at the right down at the end of the screen.
Yep.
Now, you know, like, is my boss really entitled to know that I'm looking at Twitter?
Well, it depends on whether you're spending all your time on Twitter and not doing the actual work.
Yeah.
So, as I said, this is the proportionality, and this is central to the processing of data and the keeping and monitoring of information on employees or persons in general, but particularly in relation to employees. It does the fact that you've Twitter open interfere with you achieving your targets or your work performance? If it doesn't, then what difference does it make? But if it is interfering with your performance, and say an employer notices that somebody's performance is dropping off, they're not reaching their targets, the rate of work has dropped, they may look into why that is. And part of that might be a review of what's going on the laptop or at home. And as I said, that is a legitimate purpose, provided it is done for a very specific purpose and the information is kept and used only for that purpose and is then destroyed or deleted or, you know, got rid of. So employers are not entitled to just have enormous amounts of recordings of their employees and hold them for enormous length of time. That is not appropriate under the Data Protection Act and under the GDPR. And if that is happening, then that potentially is a matter for the Data Protection Commissioner.
Yeah. Just something there that pick up on. You know, if you've got a phone from work, should you be careful about the jokes that you share on it in the group WhatsApp, which is on that phone?
Yes, very.
You know,
I mean, in general advice, and we quite often
there are certain very graphic jokes, shall we say, go around every group WhatsApp that I know, but you wouldn't do them on the work phone, or would you?
Well, I think our WhatsApp groups might be a bit different today, but personal devices and devices that are kind of a hybrid model where you have some work stuff on it or work might pay for the phone, that technically is a work device.
Yeah.
Now, so again, it comes under the acceptable use policy, but say your WhatsApp group targets or sends offensive or explicit messages to another employee who then feels humiliated, bullied, whatever it is, and that employee then makes the complaint, then I think it would be legitimate for the employer to pull that out of your phone.
Yeah.
And that's, look, this is where it all gets, where these lines are so blurred between home and work sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I'm thinking in terms of Woody.
Remember.
You'll come across Woody, I imagine, Fiona. We don't need to describe any further, but Woody's been flying around like Snuffed Awake for the last year, and we've had some great laughs with Woody, but you wouldn't put Woody into a work group that might get spotted in.
No, exactly. So you just need to, people need to remember there's a difference to being at work and a difference to being at home. And your personal life and your professional life are separate, and you need to treat them as separate. And that includes treating the devices separate.
Yeah.
So people need to be extremely careful. And we regularly do talks on these things, and in relation to protecting data, protecting your employer's data when you're at home, but also protecting yourself from attacks, protecting yourself going forward so that you're not facing suddenly a disciplinary investigation by your employer in relation to what you thought was a joke, email or text or something that you pulled up. Now, there also is an element of your surveillance. If you're being surveilled, you should be notified by the company. So there should be a policy, and it should be very transparent that you are being monitored and how you're being monitored. But word of warning, if there is a potential breach of the law and the employer is investigating a criminal act, the employer is then entitled to use covert surveillance. So if somebody is doing something that's unlawful, then the employer, it will be seen as absolutely legitimate for the employer to go into that laptop or go into that device and see exactly what's going on.
Okay.
So it all has to do with this idea of proportionality and what is actually a legitimate use of the information.
Treat it with care. Just come back to something not necessarily related to today, but we've talked about it before, Cliona, before I let you go. Tom is asking, you know, the additional costs of working from home, like light, water, having a particular room prepared, using your phone line, you know, wear and tear of the house, Wi-Fi. Are you entitled to any kind of an expense to cover that?
No, this is this area, this is an area where our revenue and our employment law really hasn't caught up with what's actually happening on the ground. So there is this potential idea that revenue will allow you an allowance, but your employer has to pay the allowance to you of it's approximately just over €3 a day for those types of things. But you would have to agree that with your employer, and your employer has to pay it, which in the middle of a COVID pandemic when business revenue may be down is a big ask. Apparently, the government are determined at the moment to look at this and to look at tax treatment of working from home. It's part of their working remotely strategy. We'll see in October. There may be some tax relief brought in next in October when the budget is coming out.
Like you're not covered by insurance at home. Work insurance doesn't cover you at home.
No. Well, sorry, it does in that if you are working from home and say if you don't have a proper workspace and you then suffer a repetitive strain injury, that may indeed be a problem for the employer. So employers need to ensure through their policies or potential assessments that their employees have a proper space at work. If they need certain technology, the employer should be providing that, such as laptops, screens, whatever it happens to be, things like that. So there is a potential health and safety at work. You're at work, you're just at home, and the employer still has their same responsibilities to you as the employee as they would if you were sitting at the desk at work.
Okay, listen, always good to get your experience. Cliona Kenny, who's an employment law specialist with CKT Solicitors.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.